Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
Bryan Cranston plays a stressed-out official at a nuclear power plant who's convinced that his colleagues are hiding one of the biggest secrets of all time. It's called Godzilla.
You are not fooling anybody when you say that what happened was a natural disaster.
And it is going to send us back to the Stone Age!
And this ambitious movie does send us all around the world, with stops not only in Japan, but across the Pacific to Honolulu, Las Vegas, and ultimately a climactic and destructive confrontation in San Francisco.
Your courage will never be more needed than it is today.
The arrogance of man is thinking nature is in our control, and not the other way around.
God help us all.
And God, or the movie gods at least, must have helped the producers of this spectacular, because they've taken those cheesy but lovable old Japanese monster movies and actually made a remarkably compelling, enormously watchable, and brilliant motion picture. You care about the characters played by Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Ken Watanabe, Elizabeth Olsen, and others, but most of all you feel dazzled by the filmmaking craft that makes the battle between Godzilla and two much more destructive rival monsters impressive and riveting. Okay, Godzilla's motivation is never fully explained, but then again, he is just a scaly, fire-breathing, reawakened dinosaur. It's rated PG-13 for some intensely scary, even disturbing scenes, but people who like monster and disaster movies will love it. 3 stars for the greatest Godzilla movie ever made.